Welcome to the Pearl House Podcast. I'm Courtney Bullard. Thank you so much for joining us today. We have an exciting guest joining us, and it's actually my youngest daughter who just turned, Charlotte, how old are you now?
9
years old. So do you feel different than when you were 8?
Nope.
You don't?
No.
Does it feel the same?
Yeah.
How do you like having a summer birthday?
It's fun because then you don't have to go to school on your birthday.
Good point. Are there any negatives of having your birthday in the summer?
Yes.
What are they?
Like almost everyone's out of town for your party.
Oh, that's true. That is true. But I love that you don't have to go to school. That's right, on your birthday. Did you know, Charlotte, at the Pearl House, the Pearls, they love going to school. What do you think about that?
I think it's like exciting for them because they don't usually get to go to school before they went to the Pearl House.
That's right. They didn't. Did you know a lot of the girls at the Pearl House are your age? Did you know that?
No.
Yeah.
So I thought they were all like Francesca's age.
No. So when they first come to the Pearl House, they are, some of them sometimes are 9, but a lot of times they're 10, 11, 12 years old. But we've had them, they've come as early as 9. So what do you think it would be like living at the Pearl House as a 9, 10-year-old?
I think it would be a really good life.
You do? What do you think the best thing would be about living at the Pearl House?
That you have like a lot of friends and you just go to another room in your house and ask if they can play with you.
That's true. So, Charlotte, I want to say you always do such a great job of understanding when I have to maybe do a fundraiser for Pearl House or go out of town for Pearl House or trying to raise money or spread the word and the story about Pearl House. So I would love for you to share to those listening today, what is it like being the daughter of one of the people who helped found it? And then, you know, Steve, which is my husband, Charlotte, your daddy. What is it like having your two parents be two of the co-founders who started the Pearl House?
We get to go on a lot of trips.
We do? What do you mean by that?
Like, we got to go to Texas once to go to a church to share the Pearl House.
That's right. We did. We did. We actually went to Brady, Texas, and there's a church there. Redeemer. And we did get to go to that church, didn't we? That was really neat. What was your favorite part about that trip?
That we got to see Sophie and Isabel.
We did. So I got to see one of my lifelong friends. She and her husband helped to start a church and we got to go and share. That's right. So Charlotte, do you want to go to the Pearl House one day?
Yeah.
You kind of hesitated. Why is that?
Because I don't want the plane ride, but I want to go.
You do? Maybe you could go to sleep, and then when you wake up, we'll just be there.
Yeah, like travel through the night.
Yeah, and we really do. That's actually how you do it sometimes, is you go and travel through the night. So I know that some of the Pearls, they have come to know you just through FaceTime, and they call you their sister. And whenever I go to the Pearl House, they send gifts back to you and bracelets. And how does it make you feel?
I don't know.
Do you like it when they send you gifts?
Yeah, because then I get to write letters back to them since we don't have like one sponsor. We sponsor all of the girls. It's like the one girl who did that, I can send letters back to them.
That's right. That's right.
So it's not like all the girls that I'm sending letters to.
That's very true. So what would you think about knowing that maybe there's a little girl out there about your age that doesn't have a place or doesn't have a home or doesn't have a mom and dad, and that the Pearl House is a place where she can go? What do you think about that?
I think it's a great opportunity for girls.
It is. And, you know, I think it's really neat to see what God is doing. And, you know, one of the things that we always say is that we are just living in obedience with the Pearl House, because we know it's a story that God started long ago. And I see that in your life, Charlotte, about how you are obedient to God. And you do such a great job of bringing friends to church. In fact, you brought a friend, one of your friends you've been bringing to church. And exciting, what happened? Remember, we went to a conference, and what decision did she make?
She asked Jesus into her heart with Miss Allison.
She did, didn't she? You know what was the neatest thing about that too? Because I saw her coming down, and I did not even know that she had ended up coming to the conference we went to. And I remember standing there just crying, because it was someone that we've been praying for a long time and bringing her to church. And Allison, who helped to pray and walk her through that, was someone that was in our youth group when Daddy was on staff at our church. And so to see that is really neat. So I love your heart, and I love how you reach out to those that maybe don't know Jesus, and you invite them to church. And that's really our prayer with our Pearls of the Pearl House, is that we hope that they will do the same, is that we see them where our Girls of the Pearl House, they go back to their hometowns one time a year if it's safe, and we have people traveling with them. And I think what's amazing is that the stories that we hear when they go back is that they're going back and telling their villages about Jesus. And we're seeing lives being changed and that ripple effect happening. And so, Charlotte, not only are the Pearls doing that all the way across the ocean at the Pearl House, but you are doing that as well here, right here in Oklahoma.
And I can see some of the Pearls like leading people to Jesus. And I feel like when they're older, I can see them like starting a church or something.
Yeah, I love that. I do too. Do you think that God could use you here in Oklahoma to help change your school and even maybe the nation?
I'm too shy to do that.
You're too shy to do that. Well, you know, all it takes is saying yes to God and being obedient. Even sometimes he uses the shyest people to change the world. Did you know that?
I'm too, like, I tell my friends about Jesus, and they could tell like their friends, but I don't want to be like, hey, tell your friends.
Well, you know what? Your greatest example is your life and how you live it. So you're speaking loud for Jesus, but you do it in a sweet way and a non-threatening way, where you invite them and you love them and you love your friends well. Well, Charlotte, thank you for joining me today on the Pearl House podcast. And those that are listening, I hope that you're encouraged of knowing, again, it doesn't matter your age or your season of life that you're in, that God wants to use you to do great things. And maybe there's someone in your life that God's really placed on your heart that you could be praying for and inviting them to go to church with you or having coffee with you and just praying for them and being real with them. And you never know what God's going to do and how he'll use your obedience. So thanks again for joining us today, and we'll be back next week with another Pearl House story.
Thank you for listening to the Pearl House podcast. If you'd like to know more about how you can make a difference, visit thepearlhouse.org.